Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis. And if it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live. What's on your mind today? Let's talk about it right now at 844-322-2742. That, of course, good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. Well, guys, we have recently become aware of a troubling situation in which a prominent Chinese pastor, his wife, and some 100 members of their church have been detained by the Chinese government on an allegation of inciting subversion of state power, which, of course, is obviously nothing more than a cover story for suppression of Christian beliefs and teaching. Now, subsequent to that, the National Religious Broadcasters reports that in Iran also authorities have now arrested more than 100 people as part of a fresh crackdown on Christians by that government. But, of course, this thing is nothing new. It's a repeated thing that it's a growing pattern, apparently, of condemnation and oppression of those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And these are just two of the very latest incidents. What did you guys think? What is the implication of this to you?
Well, I think the implication is this, that what is happening is exactly what Jesus said would happen. Just as he was persecuted, just as he was mocked and all of those sort of things, he said those who follow him, who bear his name in this world, are going to experience the same type of persecution. Paul talked about that anyone who wanted to enter the kingdom of God is going to face persecution, and we're certainly seeing that in the world today.
Indeed.
I read a statistic last year, or maybe earlier in this year, it said about 100,000 believers are martyred every single year. Well, what that translates to is 11 every hour. 11 Christians are losing their lives every hour at the hands of somebody else for their faith because they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is, you know, it's just unbelievable that those things take place, especially here in the 21st century. But they are taking place, and it seems like the persecution is increasing.
Yeah.
Here in America, we're seeing it happening every day as more and more of our religious freedoms are being challenged.
Indeed, what
we can say on the air. A lot of times when you call something a sin, according to the Word of God, folks are going to be listening and saying, hey, that's hate speech, and we need to get rid of that.
Yeah.
Well, it's not hate speech. It's truth. It's actually communicating the love of Christ. Why? Because he has a solution. If there's no sin, then his death on the cross is meaningless. If there's no sin, then his forgiveness that he's provided for us is meaningless. If there's no death, spiritual death, that's our condition, then his resurrected life is meaningless. But he knew the consequences of sin and death, and that's why he came into this world, to save us from those consequences. Light has come into darkness, and as John wrote in his gospel, chapter 3, verse 17, the darkness did not like the light. Why?
Right.
Because it liked what it was doing in the darkness, and that's just the way of the world.
Yeah.
Now, we had a question on this the other day on our Facebook feed. Someone was asking about this passage in Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. It says this, "Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is the church." Now, this is a very troubling passage in the sense that, you know, Christ, when he hung on the cross, his last words basically were, "It is finished." So the suffering for sin and death finished, ended at the cross in the body of Christ Jesus. So why is Paul saying here that he is suffering and those sufferings are filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions? Well, it's simply saying that those of us who are identified with Christ are going to be persecuted just as Christ was. Mm-hmm. And so this is part of what it means to be a believer in this day and age, and what it's meant to be a believer for this 2,000-year history. Yeah. Wherever Christianity has gone, it has been challenged. the messengers of this gospel, of this good news, have been challenged, have been persecuted. All of the apostles, except for John, were martyred. And John was exiled on the Isle of Patmos. Those who tried to translate the Bible into common languages so that people could actually read the Bible for themselves, many of them were martyred, experienced brutal deaths at the hands of others who did not want this word of God to go forth out there to the people, to the masses. Why? Because they know when this word hits the hearts of people, it liberates them in such a way that they cannot be controlled by the authorities of this world. They cannot be held in suppression. Maybe they can be locked up in jails and those sort of things, but their heart soars in the freedom of Christ's love and grace. So this message is dangerous out there in the world. That's how the world sees it. And so Satan, the enemy of the gospel, is doing everything in his power to suppress this truth. And one way he does it is by attacking those who deliver the good news. Yeah. So when we're being persecuted as Christians, we're filling up what's lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body. This message is so vitally important. That pastor in China knew the consequences.
Yes.
And he said, even in light of those consequences, in face of potential jail time or whatever, I'm still moving forward. Why? Because I am compelled by the love of Jesus Christ. Yeah. I can do no other than to open my mouth and proclaim the glories of Jesus Christ so that others can be connected to the love of him. That's what it means to suffer in this flesh, to be so committed, so devoted, so overwhelmed by the love of Jesus Christ that you can do no other and you're willing to face the consequences of being a voice for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
So pray and keep your eyes on what's happening here too.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, it is basic gospel. Richard, your thoughts?
Well, I think it's time for the church in the United States to grow up. We've had it really easy here for a long, long time. And now when there is pushback, people are wringing their hands. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't need to wring our hands. We serve the living God. He is in charge of everything. He is more powerful than anything else. Was with our Bible study on Wednesday night. We're reading a book, and a question was asked, you know, in your circumstances, is there anything that Jesus isn't adequate for? And you have to stop and you say, well, he's adequate for everything.
Indeed.
So why am I so afraid? And so how do you prepare for something like this? Well, you don't. You walk by faith every moment of every day. And when the time comes, if it comes, his grace is sufficient.
Yes.
The Spirit gives you the words, the courage, the physical fortitude, whatever it is you need. And we just got to stop wringing our hands and praying for, dare I say it, quit praying for the rapture. We're here to live right now, this moment. We're not here to disappear before the going gets tough.
Yeah.
And some, you know, look around the world. Many people, the going is tough.
Yeah.
But we serve the risen Christ. He is more than sufficient for anything that comes up for us.
And friends, that's basic gospel. That's the good news that you hear every day right here on this broadcast. And we have an open line for you if it's the first half of the 3 p.m. Central Time hour. We'd love to talk with you live. A couple of calls on the board right now, as a matter of fact, 844-322-2742. But Bob, today we reached the registration deadline for Israel 2019.
We have, and we have a great group that's already signed up to go. And there is room for more, not a whole lot more, but there is room for more to go and join us next year. The trip is May 25th through June 6th. We're going to be in Israel for 8 days, 7 days, actually. We're going to be in Jordan for one of those days. We're going to go see Petra and some other parts of Jordan. But it's just going to be a fantastic trip. We're going to kayak down the Jordan River. We're going to walk some trails that Jesus actually walked, called the Jesus Trail. We're, of course, going to see where he ministered around the Sea of Galilee. We're going to take a boat ride on the Sea of Galilee. We're going to be in Jerusalem, where our redemption was bought and paid for by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And I tell you, when you see that city for the first time, you are absolutely overwhelmed. Every time we get to the crest of that hill and we look down on the city, I mean, we just weep. It's just one of the most moving moments you'll ever experience. But it's a trip that you're investing in your own spiritual growth, your own spiritual walk with the Lord, and I guarantee you, you will never read your Bible in the same way. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see this holy land through the lens of the new covenant, and it is just spectacular. We would love for you to join us.
And you can go to Basic Gospel right now, basicgospel.net, click the banner at the top of the page that says Israel 2019.
That's right.
Strange how it does that.
That's
Israel
exactly
2019
right.
At basicgospel.net. Friends, also, please keep in mind this incredible $50,000 matching gift offer. When you give to support Basic Gospel between now and the 31st, your gift is going to have double impact. So visit basicgospel.net right now and make your gift if you possibly can and see all the ways that you can give. Hope to see you match this $50,000 gift.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, well, let's go to our phone lines. Let's talk to Cindy, who's listening to us on WMUZ in Michigan. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. I've got a question. I'm new, fairly new as a Christian, and I'm searching for the Holy Spirit. And I've repented of my sins, and I believe that Jesus died and rose from the dead. I believe that in my heart. And since I'm new in the Christian faith, do I keep asking for the Holy Spirit to come into my heart, or do I just expect it to happen?
What a great question.
Yeah, that is a great question, Cindy. And the fact of the matter is this, that if you've received Jesus, if you've confessed with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and have believed in your heart that God the Father raised him from the dead, then you're saved. And what that means is that the Holy Spirit has already come to live inside of you. That's part of that whole transaction. You simply respond to the gospel by faith. God makes you alive. He all of those things that he provided for you through Christ's blood on the cross becomes yours. And he gives you his Holy Spirit. So his Holy Spirit comes to take up residence in you. So Cindy, if you've truly believed the gospel, then the Holy Spirit is already alive, living inside of you. He's already taken up residence in your heart. You can't be a Christian without the Holy Spirit living inside of you. Does that make sense?
Can I ask another question? It does and it doesn't, because most of my family that received the Holy Spirit, the Lord asks them to do things, you know, like to minister to people as far as non-Christians, to, you know, to you know, pray over people and do different things. Now, I know that part of that is gifts, right?
That would be gifts of the Spirit, yes. But as far as the Spirit himself, see, here's the deal, Cindy. You and I came into this world dead spiritually. And what we needed was life. And so when Jesus spoke and ministered and preached, he said time and time again things like, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the bread of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I have come that you might have life and to have it to the full. Well, why did he say those things? Because he knew our spiritual condition. He knew that we were dead and that we needed life. Well, when we receive Christ, the Holy Spirit makes us alive, and then he comes to live inside of us, gives us his very life. So now we're joined together with God by his Spirit. So we have become one with the Spirit. So when you receive Jesus, you're made alive, and you have been given his life. So okay, that's what salvation is all about. You were dead, you needed life, God gave you life, and all of that occurred. The regeneration was brought about by the Spirit of God. So
okay,
you,
now can I ask one more question? I know
sure.
Most of my family that received the Holy Spirit, they
did they speak in tongues or something like that?
Well,
or?
my sister did, but my other family members had things happen to them, like the words stood out on the Bible when they were reading it. They my one sister, the sky opened up, and they seen rays of light.
Well, Cindy, what you're asking for is not the Holy Spirit. You're asking for an experience. You want to have an experience, something like they had, so that you will have assurance that God has given you the Spirit.
Okay.
So that's what you're praying for. Now, maybe you'll have an experience, maybe you won't. I've never had one of those experiences, and the other guys here in the studio with me, they've never had that experience either. But the Holy Spirit lives in each and every one of us. And the evidence of that is our love for God and our love for others. So God, through his Spirit, pours his love into our hearts, and it changes us from the inside. And so now we have a love for God and a love for other people. And it's not an ushy-gushy feeling. It's when we're in people's presence, just the love of God starts to take over in our lives, and we begin to serve them and to be patient with them and to be kind with them and to persevere with them. We get to see the fruit of God's love overflowing into the lives of others. Now, that's the real evidence that God's Spirit has come to live inside of us. And so
what do you think Cindy's prayer should be?
Well, I think Cindy's prayer should simply be to give you a deeper understanding of the love of God for you. That's what the Holy Spirit wants to do inside of you. He wants to be your teacher, Cindy, and by his power, he wants you to understand the height and depth and length and breadth of the love of God, and to know this love in a way that passes just intellectual understanding. He wants you to have a heart experience of this love. And so I'm going to point you to Ephesians chapter 3. Verses 16 through 19, and that's where Paul prays that I pray that by the power of his Spirit you may understand and grasp with all the saints how high and long and deep and wide is the love of God, and to know this love that passes understanding, and to know it in such a way that it just exceeds all your expectations. So don't ask for an experience. Just ask for a heartfelt understanding of the love of God.
For sure. Oh, that's a blessing. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, Cindy.
Great.
And thank God today that the Holy Spirit is alive and has taken up permanent residence inside of you, okay?
Okay.
Perhaps we should send Cindy a simple gospel, simply grace.
Yeah, let's do. Let's put you on hold, and we've got some great resources that could be a big help to you. Okay, Cindy?
Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
Great to
hear
you.
Hey, you too. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Hold on, Cindy.
Richard, I know you agree that it's a pretty exciting thing to have this huge matching gift offer at this time of year as we approach the 31st. What do you think, huh?
Well, I mean, we just listened to this wonderful call with Cindy, and it's your gifts that make that possible.
Right.
I mean, you are ministering to Cindy equally as much as we ever do. And the fact that we've had some really good friends of the ministry give us this money in advance as a challenge grant gives you a chance to double the impact of your donation at whatever size it is. I mean, if you can only afford $5, wonderful. It's worth $10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a freebie.
Yes, it is.
And so we want to meet this challenge because we want to minister to more people.
Mm-hmm.
That there are way more opportunities and way more people that need to hear about Jesus than we can do right now. But we meet this challenge, we'll be able to do a bit more next year and maybe a bit more the year after that. And you get to be part of that. And it's just wonderful.
Absolutely. And friends, you can get all the ways that you can donate when you visit basicgospel.net, or you can use the Basic Gospel app or PayPal. Bob?
Yes, indeed. So take advantage of that. Come join us. Be a part of this this great matching gift challenge, and let's connect more and more people to the love of Jesus Christ. Well, now let's go to Fayetteville, North Carolina, and talk to Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Andrew.
Good afternoon. Good to talk to you again, and Merry Christmas to all of you.
Thank
you. I'm doing, I got my spiritual Google, and so that's why I'm calling to ask you all a spiritual question. What happened? Me and a friend of mine was having a dialogue about some, you know, I believe I'm from the body presence of the Lord, and what she believes that people won't be, we're in a holding pattern until Christ comes, and then we're all going to come with him. And so that's what she believes. So she's been, I was trying to get some biblical verses that back that up. And then she said, too, when we go to heaven, we won't really know our relatives or our friends or anything like that, because, you know, God can wipe all those things from our mind and we'll just be worshiping him. And so I was just wondering if you could kind of elaborate on that. I certainly appreciate it.
Well, Andrew, it says when we're absent from the body, we're going to be present with the Lord. So I think we're going to be with the Lord in a spiritual form. And then on the day of resurrection, we're going to get our new resurrection bodies. I think that's how the Word of God would put that. So we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8, that when you're absent from the body, you're present with the Lord. So what happens to us when we die? What happened to my dad when he died a number of years ago? The very last breath he took, he was immediately absent from his body and present with the Lord. I mean, I saw his body in the casket, and I knew that was just the shell. That was just the house that he lived in for 69 years, but I knew he wasn't there. And so where was he? Well, he was absent from that body, and according to the Word of God, he was present with the Lord. Now, God has saved people, and I think we are a part of the people of God. We certainly recognize each other here. I think we're going to recognize each other there, and it's going to be a joyful recognition. We're going to be very happy about that we're all there together, participating in the life of God and sharing in his love and grace and mercy eternally. So certainly I think we're going to be able to recognize one another, and especially when we get our resurrected bodies. I mean, the disciples finally recognized Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't at first, but they finally recognized Jesus. And I think we're going to be able to recognize one another in those heavenly bodies as well, those resurrected bodies.
Yeah.
So we're going to be the people of God. We're going to have our eyes fixed on Jesus just as we do here and now. But a part of that being fixed on Jesus is the fact that he's the head, we're the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to see the fullness of him in all of us together.
Yes.
So that's going to be a glorious day. Well, Andrew, thanks for your call. We appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. And
you
too. Merry Christmas to you, Andrew. Friends, today is the registration deadline for the upcoming trip to Israel and Jordan, so today is the final chance to make your decision and make your reservation. All the information is available at basicgospel.net. You'll see the link, Israel 2019, at the top of the homepage. Again, that's at basicgospel.net. Friends, we've talked a lot about this $50,000 matching gift offer, and we're hoping to see this excellent gift matched by Christmas, if at all possible, and not only matched but exceeded. To help expand the reach of this ministry of grace in the Lord Jesus Christ, just visit BasicGospel.net to see all the ways that you can give. You can give by phone, you can give by check, and you can get that information on how to do that by check when you visit the website. You can also give through the Basic Gospel app or through PayPal, but the easiest way is to click Donate at BasicGospel.net. We're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.